Some residents of Nkafua in Cape Coast this morning organized a demonstration against the municipal assembly for the continuous dumping of refuse in the town. According to the residents, the town is used as a dumping site for the whole of Cape Coast. They added that most of the cholera cases reported at the hospitals at the hospital in the municipality are from the area. Radio Ghana's Kinsley Nanabuedu witnessed this demonstration and now reports.
The cholera situation in Cape Coast metropolis is quite serious. Day in and day out, we hear of the cases are increasing. Just about yesterday or 3 days ago, we were told that the metropolis has recorded over 200 cases of cholera. I must say that yesterday I was at the regional hospital and we were told that as at 10 o'clock, we have recorded 15 cases adding to the already existing numbers. So at the time of my visit, it was 881 cases as just as yesterday. And this is quite alarming. Just this morning, there is a place called Nkamfua in Cape Coast where the whole of the Cape Coast metropolis have been dumping our refuse. This morning, the residents of the area says they are not going to allow any vehicle that is coming to dump refuse at that particular site. Their reason is that as a result of the place being the refuse dump, most of the people who are staying here are the most infected. So far, the cholera cases we are recording in the metropolis is concerned. So they have blocked the road leading to the place, saying that they are not going to allow any vehicle carrying any refuse to go through to that particular end to empty that dump. I have some of them here, and they are shouting, and they are put on their red band, and they are going to tell us what exactly they are doing, sir. What is your problem?
And my problem now is we are living in Nkamfua, and the way those people are doing here, we don't like it. The fact is, the place is now full. So we don't want them to dump in their refuse there no more. So they should stop. That's our main problem today. Because of the cholera situation in Cape Coast here, we are all experiencing some. Simple because you go to Cape Coast Hospital, you go and meet 20 people over there, they are all complaining about cholera.
The situation here is very pathetic. Presently, many of us have been suffering from the cholera. And then yesterday, for instance, an old man was rushed to the hospital and was admitted. And later on, he was given 28 drinks, which is uncalled of. And someone went and find the minister phone. What the wura na toilet with the man can see mungo koti in with the book on fa. What they guam I didn't do so the timber crumb. You say I call an obey, what's in here one can for any other first? And so the one run a toilet with the good can for and yeah she shouldn't by this time who miss play hole when miss play hole, yeah she show one. One could be on for mobile.
That is what they are saying. So from Cape Coast Palace in Kampala to precise, Kingston and Abuja reporting for Little Ghana.
Now, Maxwell, from the central region, let's turn our attention to the eastern region. Correspondent Kwame Nonuma is standing by to give us updates of the cholera situation in the region. Now, Kwame Nonuma, if you can hear me, what is really happening there?
Kufuji also has stated that the cholera cases reported keeps on increasing. And as of yesterday, when we came, the information gathered from them is that Kufuji Regional Hospital had recorded 86 cases out of 553. Today, it has shot up to 598 from 12 district and municipalities in the eastern region. And the information gathered from the Kufuji Regional Hospital also has shot up from 86 up to 101. And yesterday, the hospital recorded 3 cases, and today also they brought 2. According to the disease control officer at the Kufuji Regional Health Director, Mukaila Diwara, he was telling me that the remaining 6 will come from the other health facility within the municipality. So it keeps on increasing. According to the information that I have on hand, in Sawum Adwejiri lead, followed by Kufuji, that is Jinja, the municipality with 101 cases. The third district that is ranked is Ekwatin Bus Municipality. And the 81 district also recorded the latest one only yesterday. So we can say that it keeps on increasing. In spite of all the necessary interventions being put in place by the district health directorate, the municipal and district assemblies, as well as the health personnel, it keeps on rising. And when I contacted Dr. Cardinal Newton, he was telling me that all boils down to human attitude. Because most of them, when they are educated to observe personal hygiene, they tend their fears to rest and they keep on doing that. And the municipal chief executive, Dr. Kweku Osiachapo, was also in that. He makes sure that everyone who is a food vendor is examined before he is allowed to sell something to the consuming public. So it's unfair for somebody to sell at a place which is not hygienic to human beings because of his or her personal gain. So they are all fighting to control this disease. Other than that, all of us are at risk of also being affected. But one fortunate report about it is that in spite of all this rising in the cases from the middle of the facility, there haven't been any deaths in the region.
Okay, Kwamla Numa, let me ask you. In Accra here, there are cleanup exercises being organized here and there. What is the situation in your region? Is it the same?
Kofodia also does that with the Zoom Lions and other personnel. And the municipal assembly also is trying to come out with it, according to the chief executive. So they have it. And they make sure that everybody should make sure that where he or she is residing is clean, so that it doesn't have any ripple effect in other persons. And
are you talking about something that is recently been done as a result of the outbreak of cholera, or is this something that has been going on traditionally?
Sometimes it is initiated by this municipal assembly, at times also some organizations. And recently, when the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana and the students from All Nations University College and Latter-day Saints, they organized it about 3 weeks ago here to keep the public aware of this cholera outbreak, so that all of them will observe personal hygiene to avoid any death. And even the loss of one life is a big blow to a community, because you don't know who that person would be. So they all make sure that they sensitize the public to be responsible for their environmental cleanliness. And the media are also carrying out the exercise. GBC Sunrise FM, for example, which is the network of GBC. And other health associations also have been doing that. And the health personnel, apart from this, they sent leaflets to notify the people that this is what is happening. So all of us are at risk, and we should fight against it rather than leaving it on the merits of the health personnel alone.
Okay, thank you very much, Kwamla Numa, for your time. That was our Eastern Regional Correspondent, Kwamla Numa, telling us about the cholera situation in the region.
Still on cholera, the La General Hospital in Accra is still battling to contain and manage the number of cholera cases brought to the center. According to the principal nursing officer at the hospital, Emilia Delakpodu, the hospital is currently treating more than 1,000 cases. She said most of the patients are between the ages of 19 and 42. She explained to George Sapo on the unique breakfast drive that meals form the majority of patients because it is believed that they mostly eat outside their homes, a situation which increases the risk of contracting the disease.
La General Hospital is managing cholera cases. It has been very overwhelming. The cases kept coming in their numbers until maybe this week that we have seen a marginal decline in the cases. But so far, La General Hospital has managed or recorded 1,320 cases as of yesterday. And has lost 14 of the cases. But I would like to indicate here that most of the cases that we have seen so far have come from La, predominant the Nosu and Lejokuku Kroa, and then so many districts in Accra, Greater Accra region.
When they come there with such cases, what do you tell them in terms of educating them so that at least they don't go back and for the same thing again?
It will be very difficult for somebody in that state to even listen to anything you call education. So what we do is that we talk to the people who come to the OPD, our antenatal clinics, people we can get at the lab, the x-ray, the scan area, anywhere we can get people. But right in the cholera bay, it will be difficult for anybody to listen to education at the time. When they are a bit stabilized, we talk to them one-on-one, and and then talk to their relatives. But unfortunately, some of the relatives are not very cooperating. They want to handle the relatives who are down with the disease. And in no time, they come back, they themselves come back with a condition.
Exactly.
Quite challenging. We know they love their relatives. If they really do, then they have to leave them for us to manage them and make sure they are not infective enough to infect them too.
With the 1,320 cases at the Lajino Hospital, can you really tell us the age range?
We were keeping track of that, but in general, it is the workforce. Within the workforce, I mean, like 19 to 42 thereabout, and most of them male.
Most of them male. Could there be a reason for that? I mean, the male bit.
Male, they don't cook, do they? Most of them don't cook. So definitely they will eat outside. But the women, they cook. Even though they are selling, they cook their food themselves. And they kind of tend to practice hygiene, ethics, you know, more than the males.
Principal Nursing Officer at the La General Hospital, Emilia de la Kudu.
One person has died of cholera today at the Kolebu Polyclinic. According to the disease control officer at the hospital, Abigail Usu, one patient died on arrival. She said the polyclinic has received 20 new cholera cases today.
That's now we have 20 new cases. And then one death. The person was brought in already dead. Lady, 25 years. And so far, we have 17 deaths. Four died here, and the other 13 died before arrival. So the place is a bit down. They are coming, but it's not like first. They are still coming.
So the numbers, are they decreasing or they are increasing?
No, they are not decreasing. It's only decreased on Wednesday. We had 27. We've always been in the 40s. But Wednesday, we had 27. By yesterday, we had 42.
The disease control officer at the Kolebu Polyclinic, Abigail Owusu.
The battle to rid Accra and other regions of sanitation challenges have taken a new twist. The ministers of communication and local government are joining forces to step up education on sanitation. An MOU between the two ministries have therefore been signed. The campaign will be in the form of printing flyers on how to keep the environment clean. ISD vans with sanitation messages will also go around the country educating the public on general cleanliness. The acting director at the Information Services Department, John Adanya, who signed for the Ministry of Communications, throws more light on the nature of the campaign.
The idea is that, as you all know, one of the major issues we are confronted with lately had to do with the sanitation problem that we have. And we must admit that even though central government is expected to play a role, local governments are also expected to play their part. But there is the need for us to also encourage and to educate the citizenry as to the role they can also play. Several years ago, when we were kids in my village, I remember very well that anytime there is such a national agenda, the cinema van will come in the evening and they will mount their screen, and our parents will tell us, rush and go and wash up so that you are allowed to go and watch the cinema. And so we want to go back to our roots. We don't want to leave any stone unturned. We want to make sure that this campaign gets to the smallest, minutest cottage where vehicles can go, so that they will show them the movies and educational and campaign materials that will enable us get the attitudinal change that we've been working at.
The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Julius Debra, tasked the media to take keen interest in the campaign.
We have our traditional medium of communication, that is the cinema van. With the cinema van, we will put a public address system on it, send them and the crew to all the cranies of this country, and they will give messages on best practices of sanitation. Sensitize the people at the grassroots. Let them understand how they can keep their environment clean. And as I said, they would also carry along flyers, posters, leaflets on sanitary practices. And they will be distributed at the local level. And people will have the opportunity to read what is written on the flyers and on the posters and on the leaflets. And they will put that what is written into that place into practice with the help of the public education team. Then we also will be using audiovisuals, documentaries on best sanitary or sanitation practices, documentaries on how people keep their environment clean. And these documentaries will be shown alongside the talk shows that the cinema van people would be making in the villages and then in the countryside. At the end of the day, we are going to collate all the feedback reports that we'll get from the field, use them for future planning purposes.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Julius Deborah.